Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A Scotsman and his wife walked past a swanky new restaurant there in Edinburgh. "Honey," the wife said, "that food smells incredible." Being a kind-hearted and generous Scotsman, he thought, why not? It's our 25th anniversary. I'll treat her. So he took her by the hand and they walked past the restaurant again. Come on. Part of the benefit of having Scottish ancestors is that I can legally tell Scottish jokes. And it's surprising how many of them single out the Scots for being cheap. But get this, it's not so. The most recent stats show that Scots are 12% more likely than the UK as a whole to have participated in a charitable activity in the past month. It's true. In fact, 2 of every 3 Scots give money away, and 1 in 5 volunteers for charitable causes. Scots are generous with both time and money. Scotland's most famous poet, Robert Burns, to whom I'm told I'm related, wrote, "The heart that is generous and kind most resembles God." So, enough telling Scottish jokes. That's it. How about one more? An Arab sheik was admitted to hospital for open-heart surgery, but first the doctors needed to store several pints of the rare AB blood type in case the need arose. So the call went out, and a Scotsman came forward with the right blood and a generous spirit. After surgery, the sheik sent the Scotsman a new BMW, several top-grade diamonds, and £50,000 to show his appreciation. A few months later, the sheik again had to go through surgery. His doctor telephoned the Scotsman, who happily donated his blood again. But this time he received only a thank you card and a jar of jelly beans. Shocked, he phoned the sheik. "I thought you would be very generous again, but a thank you card, a jar of candy." The sheik replied, "Aye, now I have Scottish blood in me veins." One of my 365 confessions in the book, to be perfectly honest, is that I'm cheap. Not as cheap as the guy who saves money on hair gel by using bacon grease, but I need reminders of generosity. Aren't you thankful God isn't cheap? We live on an astounding planet, in every way designed for our thriving. While we're surrounded by the infinite variety of His extravagant creation, every snowflake is unique, every cat whisker, every zebra stripe. There are 50,000 edible plants to eat, 73,000 species of trees to climb, 400,000 types of flowers to smell. God made rats that laugh while being tickled, giraffes that can pick their noses with their tongues, gorillas that burp when they're happy, and female lions that hunt while the male lions rest. And He made a wife who laughed when I told her, "That's the way it should be." Creation is extravagant. So is God's love. Psalm 36:5 says, "Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies." Deuteronomy 7 reminds us that the Lord your God is the faithful God who lavishes His unfailing love on those who love Him and obey His commands. Sometimes I have a chintzy mentality when it comes to faith. I think God is up there hoarding stuff. Then I read Romans 8, "Since He did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else?" Of course, God is no vending machine, but He alone knows our needs and has promised to supply them according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I think what I'm going to do tonight is go out and celebrate with my wife. We're having fish. I sure hope she gets out there and catches some.
Phil Calloway just got animated, literally. Check out Laugh Again's new animated Laugh-A-Minute episodes on YouTube. Laugh Again is bringing your favorite hope-filled messages to life in a whole new way. Search Laugh Again TV on YouTube or visit laughagain.org to watch Phil in a whole new dimension. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.